There's a new coordinator of the Xavier Music Series at Xavier University, and also she's a member of the Xavier University Music Department. Paulina Bespalko is here. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let me ask, you're here to spread the word about music happenings at Xavier, which has got to be kind of difficult in a way because we hear so much about UC and CCM. They get all the attention. Is there a Xavier equivalent to CCM?
Well, we hope to make one in the future, but our series is one of the oldest in the United States. This year, 2013-2014 season, it's our 37th season.
What's involved in this series?
There's three sections of the series. There's a classical piano, classical guitar, and a swing series.
Which one should we start with?
We can start with classical piano.
Okay.
And usually there's about 21 events total during the year. And this year we have 8 concerts for classical piano.
For pretty much all these concerts, they're exclusively solo performers. But I noticed that coming up on March 2nd of next year is a duo. That doesn't happen very often, does it?
I think a new addition that's been booked. We're very excited to have Anna and Dimitri Shellist, who appeared with Cincinnati Symphony several years ago. And her husband, Dimitri, her work as a soloist, and also they appear as duo ensemble. And we're very excited to have them both in March 2nd.
Now, is this going to be both of them working one piano or two pianos?
It will be piano four hands. And in the first half, Anna will play her solo part. In the second half, they will play works that they'd be able to perform on one piano, but using four hands.
We should mention, too, that all these performances happen on Sunday afternoons at Xavier. And I remember a few years ago, they actually used to be held in the Art Museum.
Well, not any longer. We've been using Xavier University Gallagher Student Center Theater, which is about 360 people. That's a very intimate and very cozy venue for our artists.
Now, let's go on to the other series. There's a couple more. Classical guitar. And
yes.
This, again, you bring in these artists from all over the world. They sit down and just play solo. And that's something you don't get to hear very much.
This year, it's very unique because we're featuring artists, as you said, from all over the world. The first artist that coming in November 24th, Lukasz Karapaszewski, is from Poland. Then we have Edel Munoz, who is from Mexico. Then we have Duo Resonance, who are French and Belgium natives. Michael Partington is from England, and Ravshan Mabendikuliev is from Russia.
Now, also, again, you mentioned a duo act, and this is, again, what, is another first time a pair of guitarists?
I think so. Yes, it is the first time, and I think this tradition would be a very beautiful addition into series, so we hope to continue that.
And also, there's the swing series.
This year, we're featuring Bluebeats Big Band, which is one of the most popular concerts of the year and very well attended and pretty much right now sold out. And we have Phil DeGreg, who is a faculty of CCM, with his Brazilian combo.
Let's talk about a couple of the shows that are coming up. We have one in November, mid-November,
yes,
that you wanted to mention.
We have a phenomenal artist, a maverick of piano of nowadays, and I really predict that he will be one of the greatest pianists of the 21st century. We have this great opportunity to hear him live with his All Beethoven program on November the 17th at Xavier Music Series. Alexander also was featured as soloist with CSO a couple years ago, and he keeps legacy of his teacher, Alexander Taradze. So I am extremely excited about this recital, and I think everybody who would attend this recital in a couple of years would think, oh my gosh, I heard him live. It's going to be an amazing event. I'm very excited about
and
it.
And there's Charlie Albright who's showing up in April.
Yes, Charlie is one of the youngest artists of the whole roster. He's kind of a wonder child, so to speak. He's very young, very fresh, and extremely exciting young musician, and I hope our Cincinnati community and our audience will be there for him.
Like I said, we've already got this season done. The upcoming season will be your first in charge.
Yes.
So what kind of changes are you going to make?
I am collaborating right now with Steinway Music Society here, the Steinway Piano Society, that recently opened their doors a couple months ago. And there are people who are providing Steinway pianos to Steinway artists. And if you can see on our roster, 6 of our 8 artists are Steinway artists, meaning that they have this agreement with Steinway to use Steinway pianos. Not necessarily exclusively, but preferably. the site, you've been really great with me, working with me, collaborating with me, and we're trying to build that connection even more. I think the quality of the performers has to match the quality of the venue. And the piano for piano series is number one, because for the guitar, obviously, they have their own instrument. So I'm trying to improve that, bringing more Steinway artists in next year. I'm hoping to have a Pride event that will be celebrating diversity of our community. And I'm hoping to have a very dynamic duo, Anderson and Rowe, who are really popular, sort of a rock stars of classical music right now, to bring them to Cincinnati.
I was hoping you could actually name some names, people that you want to bring in. Who are the kind
Anderson
of
Anderson and Rowe, mm-hmm. Jean-Yves Thibaudet. I would love to have him back because he played for Fazerheim several times and actually came a couple of years ago to do a benefit concert. Mm-hmm. And the rest, I want to keep people wondering still.
So this is going to be going on for many, many years to come then.
I hope so.
We've been talking about the Xavier Music Series. Paulina Bespalko is the new coordinator. We did mention, too, that you're also a professor of piano.
I am a professor of piano at Xavier University Music Department.
Great. Well, thank you very much for telling us about these shows and about the series. And
thank
for
you.
Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.
Thank you so much, Frank.